Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead. Anna.
Hey.
We're talking about Below Deck. We're talking about season 5 of Mad, and we're talking about episode 17.
Yes, we're talking Below Deck Mad, season 5, episode 17, baby.
Oh, I never sent you that other file.
Yes, thank you for remembering.
I'm sorry.
Send it later.
I'm sorry.
That's right, guys. Nick still owes me the audio for episode 13. Can you believe this, Will?
13. Wow, Jesus.
I mean, you would have already heard it because you, by that point, you've heard this. He sent it to me, hopefully, or you're hearing shitty quality on his end because he never sent it to me and I had to use my backup.
I sent it.
How would you know, man? It's the future, bro.
I sent it.
Okay.
So how have you been doing?
Fine as 10 minutes ago when we recorded episode 16.
Now, when I left your house yesterday, I think we all saw what was going on. Zach was out talking to another woman.
Yes, Zach was talking to our neighbor who unfortunately has termites, which is a problem because we're all living in the same building. So if she has termites, maybe we will have termites soon.
Okay. I know I've said this before and I'll probably say it again, but you got to get the hell out of here.
You don't say. You don't fucking say. Yeah, we will.
Get out of there.
We will.
There's no reason you're still there.
Well, the
termites. I cannot hear this. You know what termites, you know where they live. It's not in that person's fucking cupboard. It's not in like a bag of rice in that person's cupboard. It's in the walls. And guess what the walls? Guess who shares walls? You share walls. Termites eat walls. You got termites, dog. What does she mean she has termites?
I don't know. It's very confusing. So they redid our roofs. I don't remember if you remember me freaking the fuck out the whole time they're redoing our roofs. But I guess the amount of work that was done on the roof got a bunch of termites to come out. And I think that was like, oh, we have termites. And so you were letting a bunch of people walk on our roofs while we have termites. Okay, yeah, this feels like safe and cool and chill.
Wow.
So that's a bit of a realization. But yeah, they also, the neighbor he was talking to, they used to work together as well. So they go back. She's a nice lady. I like her. She was recently accosted by another neighbor of ours, so we were also talking about that. This goddamn building is filled with goddamn crack jobs, including Zach and I.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to say it.
Apparently, one of my neighbors told me, it's because all I do is talk to my neighbors now because I don't have any friends, that this building used to straight up be a crack den, that there was like a bunch of people selling crack here. And then there was a pit bull who would just run up and down the hallways. And this was like early 90s. That's what she told me. And I was like, you've been living in this building since the early 90s? And she's like, yes, I'm a teacher at the LA school district. I ain't got money to move. And I was like, oh, sorry about that. Pay educators more. This woman has not had, she shouldn't have to see fucking 20 years, 30 years of this building transitioning. That's crazy. Sorry to use the word crazy. I need to be better about that. But anyway, yeah, so let's get into it. Nick, are you ready to talk about Below Deck?
Thank God. I thought you would never end whatever that was.
I was talking about my building that you were also talking about. You started this conversation.
No.
Do you see it?
That doesn't sound like something I would have done.
You're gaslighting me.
Gaslighter, denier. Doing anything to make your life harder.
Great song. Great album. So we continue with Aisha being upset because asshole Tom came for her in the galley because he's a terrible person and deserves nothing and we should fucking cut his nuts off. Sorry. Sorry, fuck that guy. Fuck that guy.
Sorry.
What are you sorry about?
That you hate him so much. You look so down.
You like Tom?
don't know if I like Tom.
So you love Tom?
Love him.
Okay, I fucking knew it, you piece of shit. You would like Tom because you're like, yeah, suve everything. Ugh. That's funny. Blair Saki, at Blair Saki, had a very funny tweet yesterday that I had to make fun of Miles for, but it says, dudes are always like, you should suve that. You don't agree?
Yeah. I agree. I love suveing it. You know, I took a suve once. I guess it's more of a census. On the street they start. Do you have a minute for a suve?
You're an idiot. Well, anyway, we continue with Aisha going to her room, and Bugs comes in and comforts Aisha and says, you can go on your break so you don't have to go up there and see him again. And Aisha says, she has always had a good relationship with her chief stews, so it's important that she feels like she can go to them. And Bugs is definitely approachable, so it's nice to have her to talk to. And then Bugs says she has to walk a fine line of protecting her stews from the chef, but also making sure the chef is happy so he doesn't poison the guests.
I think the guests will be fine.
No. If you upset the chef, notoriously known...
He's going to kill them.
It's notoriously known that if you upset them, they will poison your guests.
Yeah. That's most murders. That's actually how Natalie Wood died. It was actually the chef on the boat.
Robert Wagner
that
got
killed her.
Upset the chef.
Christopher Walken was the chef.
Wow. Now that is information that you don't hear often.
Yeah, she had complained that her lobster wasn't cooked enough. And then Christopher Walken, as he was pushing her into the water, he kept yelling, "It was poached!"
And she was like, it was undercooked. Right. So Tom is bitching to Malia about the cucumber situation from last episode. And he's mad that Captain Sandy basically woke him up to get cucumbers for the guest. And he's like, she should have been embarrassed getting me up like that. And Captain Sandy goes into the galley to get something and Tom won't even look at her. And she says she feels bad for him having to come out and get cucumbers. But if the client is looking for the chef for food, then she's going to get him because that's literally his only job, is to make food for the guests. So if he can't even do that, queen, then he's got to go, queen. Whatever. Aisha doesn't want to interact with Tom anymore because he's so rude. So she just continues to ignore him. And then it's dinner time. Dinner time. Dinner time. That's my sound drop. Yeah, I found that drop online. That wasn't me.
You didn't find that online. There's no drops that suck that bad online.
Yes, they do. Yes,
they would have been kicked off.
No, I went to my own YouTube page and downloaded that. So technically it was me in a past time, but I downloaded it. It was just a drop I just did. Okay. Thanks for agreeing with me, Nick.
Shut up.
Guys, why is Nick so mean to me? So for dinner, everyone has to wear Speedos because they lost the ultimate Frisbee match, which they would have never fucking won in a million years. And Aisha's having fun with it. And Jess says she likes Aisha, but she's wary of her because she thinks Rob likes her as well because she's so easygoing and such a free spirit. And I'm like, bitch, relax. Relax. I have an idea. Chill the fuck out, Jess. This ain't worth ruining your relationship over because he occasionally interacts with Aisha. Boy. Boy, oh boy. So the guests are late to dinner, and guess what? Guess what, Nick?
Tom loves it?
No, Tom is pissed again.
Oh, sorry.
He's pissed.
Sounded like something he would love.
Yeah. And Malia says this is a nightmare for her because Tom doesn't have to be here, and she feels guilty for putting him in this situation in the first place. But I have an idea, Tom. Get over it.
You're too brutal. He is sensitive.
No.
He went to the cordon bleu.
Wow. Wow. Guess who just showed his ass? What are you watching, tennis?
No, that is a baseball game.
You are such a motherfucker.
I can't even explain to you that I was not watching it because it's not even any fun if I try to deny it.
Yeah, I don't.
So, yes, I was watching a baseball game and not this.
Wow.
Even though that's not what happened.
At least I put my computer on mute when I watch things. Okay, whatever. The
I was doing was texting people about chicken.
And that regarded baseball game?
I'm in a text thread that I was, I'm going to watch a Thursday night football game later. And we were all talking about the different chicken we're bringing. And that everyone is bringing a different type of chicken. Because I said I would buy wings. And then someone else said they would, or I would bring wings. Someone else said they would buy wings. Then somebody said they would bring a rotisserie chicken. And then someone said they would bring fried chicken. And then someone said, this is too much chicken. And then I suggested that they bring a turkey.
And where does the baseball game
a great time
come in?
Nothing. It was just, I just opened the wrong app.
Okay, sure. And now, why are you not paying attention to what's going on in this podcast and talking about chicken?
Well, I'm saying yes, that it was the yes, yes, I was distracted. You are right. And the baseball game was a result of me being distracted on my phone.
Okay.
Cause so the result is the same.
Yes.
But it was even dumber than you thought.
Stupid. Chicken. Yeah, I agree. That is too much chicken. You guys don't need that much chicken.
No, of course we don't need this much chicken, but it's confusing.
And where are you going to watch this game? Will it be outdoors or are you going into an indoor family event?
I'm going to go indoors into my friend's basement that has actually been sprayed down with COVID.
That's dark.
Not for COVID, but with COVID.
That's tough for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, my friend has this outdoor viewing area. So.
That's a thing. That's a thing.
I know. Well, yeah. You know, it's, we could. We could go over.
Just put
There's
up a projector.
Of places to go.
Just put up a projector.
Yeah, we'll just, we actually are watching it on a projector. That is a 100% fact.
Okay. So the guests are having a naughty nautical evening themed dinner and they love the decor and it's basically just like hanging bikini bottoms. And they love all the stuffed Speedos all the ladies are wearing because that's what they did. They stuffed their Speedos to be more like the men, Aisha, Jess, and Bugs. And the guests are like, oh, LOL. And then they come after Malia because she's not wearing a Speedo. And they're like, oh, someone's not a team player. So during dinner, Rob and Jess are making out on the bow of the boat, but they're not in uniform. And Malia catches them and she tells them they can't be doing this while the guests are awake. And Rob says, Rob Jr. had a mind of his own there.
And he named his penis Rob Jr.
Yes, Nick, I did.
Oh, shit, Rob, I forgot you were there.
Yes.
Now, isn't that a little weird? Like, what if you have a kid? What are you going to name him? And what are you going to tell him when you ask it, when he asks you why you didn't name him Jr.?
Because I'll say my dick already has that name.
Wow. That makes sense.
Any more questions?
Yeah, I guess why are you such a monster? But I don't really need the answer because I think I know a little bit about your history.
I have a question for you.
What?
What do you call a guy who never farts in public?
Does your dad support your comedy career?
None of your business. What do you call a guy who never farts in public?
I got it.
Okay.
A private sir.
You're close, but it's a private tutor.
I think that's it. I think I got it.
I got another one for you.
Okay.
What's the best thing about Switzerland?
When's the last time you saw your parents?
What is the best thing about Switzerland?
Is it that your parents don't live there?
I don't know, but the flag is a big plus. Have you seen the Swiss flag?
All right, Rob, get lost.
Okay.
Anyway, it's officially, after Rob and Jess get caught, it's the next day. So that
Morning, Jess asked Rob to Netflix and chill in their cabin that night, and he says yes. But Bug says they can only stay in a guest cabin as long as everything gets done beforehand. And Jess is like, yes, queen. And Malia's mom is apparently going to come to the dock and watch the boat dock because she happens to be in Spain because she's been traveling through Spain for the last 2 or 3 weeks. And she thought at the end she'd just come watch them dock the boat because she flies home soon. And apparently she used to be an air stewardess or a flight attendant, as we call it. It's neat for her to see the same work, but on boats, and to see Malia dock the boat.
I call them maids with wings.
Maids with wings, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I call them wing maids.
I call them air moms.
Oh, that one's it. That was it.
Yeah. Well, my mom wouldn't appreciate that joke.
Your mom doesn't appreciate you enough.
Why would you
bring that up? Back to me. Come back to me. Don't feel this.
You?
Don't feel this right now.
You just said something so important. All right, whatever. Let's take a quick break while we're here.
Yes, being assertive.
Yes, queen. Let's
Can
get
you believe
the
this
fuck
is our
here.
Last two episode recording day of all time?
Thank fucking God. Never again do we have to do this bullshit. All right, BRB. Back. Actually,
back.
I realize we might have one more because
fuck
they
you.
They might drop.
You don't have to.
They might drop the reunion before the beginning of the next episode, so we might have another twofer.
What do you mean on the same night?
Yeah, because sometimes they did that for the reunion of Sailing. Remember, that's why they had Captain Sandy on the reunion for Sailing, because they're like, right after this, we have the premiere of season 5.
Well, it makes sense because these seasons have gotten too long to fit 3 seasons by themselves into a calendar year.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This one's like, what, like 14 months after the premiere of last one?
I guess. I don't know the exact dates.
I don't know, you know, why. If it was delayed, you know, coronavirus, you can't.
Yeah. So Tom apologizes to Aisha and says she appreciates it, but he still tries to defend his actions by being like, you know, I just thought it was weird that an adult couldn't cut, you know, adult with a knife couldn't cut a cucumber up, but I apologize for being a monster. And she's like, okay, not over your bullshit. And then, they dock the boat. Malia's mom watches and she's like, wow. And then they come out and they greet Malia's mom. And we learn that Captain Sandy and Malia's mom had dinner at some point, apparently. Maybe her mom was like, I think Malia's secretly gay. And that's where Captain Sandy got it from. But who knows?
Where Captain Sandy caught being gay?
No. Remember Captain Sandy on a cameo said she thought Malia was gay.
Yes.
Apparently, when we go out to meet Malia's mom, we learn that Captain Sandy and Malia's mom had dinner at some point.
Yes.
So I'm saying maybe there's other things at work here.
She said everyone on the crew, like the TV crew, thought she was gay.
That's what she said in the cameo?
Yeah, but now I'm thinking maybe she went the crew of the boat.
Huh.
No, everyone in production. I remember it being like everyone on production thought she was
right,
gay.
I think I vaguely remember that too.
Yeah.
Do you think Malia will ever come back to the show?
I do. And I think she's going to come back and slice Captain Sandy's head off.
Cool.
Captain Sandy has turned.
Huh.
She used to be great, and that used to be enough, and now she sucks, and it's too much. That was a poem.
Yes, thank you. So, Malia says her mom has always encouraged her to push her boundaries. So if she wanted to go into yachting and be a captain, her mom told her, fucking do it.
Any good mom would.
Yeah. Well, what? Sure. I personally, I'd be like, honey, yachting sucks. But go be a captain.
No, not if my daughter. Well, you know, they raised her as a boy. She was the youngest of 6. All of her siblings are boys. They knew what raising kids was like. You raise them to be a nice boy. And that's what they did. And that's why she seems gay. because she was raised to be a boy, act like a boy, but she likes that D.
Hmm. Are you just saying all lesbians were raised to be boys, Nick?
No, idiot. I'm saying she only acts like a boy because she was raised to be a boy. It doesn't affect her sexuality. I said the exact opposite.
Okay, fine, fine. I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
You've caused a problem.
I haven't caused a problem. You're the only problem.
I'm a problem. You're a problem.
If we get Me Too'd, the two of us, it's your fault.
Oh, you have come too far with that exchange. Okay. The guest... I just said some nonsense to try and move along. Okay. The guests are leaving.
And let's take a break.
Not yet. We just took one. The guests are leaving. The guests are leaving, Nick.
Okay. Well, I hope there's no stupid joke.
Well, you're wrong. So the main primary, he gives them all dinner invites, which is like a little card.
And
then,
no, we do have to mention how many times they have teased this. This was the big tease at the end of the last episode. They've done two teases this episode. Coming up, wow, they get stiffed on a tip. When it's the lamest, hackest, we know, I knew from the first second of the first time they tried to say that they only got dinner certificates. And they weren't even to a restaurant. They were to like his house in Malibu. Whatever that means. And they're like reading it. What is on those cards?
He says on that card, he says he has dinner at his beach house in Malibu every Tuesday night. And they're all invited, which I guess means he just has a bunch of like randos over every Tuesday night to feed them.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Stupid.
And he wants these cast members of this reality show to come by.
I was kidding.
Yeah, he walks off pretending he's not going to give them a tip and then turns around and goes, JK, I think I forgot something. And he pulls a tip out of his coochie pants. And
everybody take a drink.
This is
too much.
What's the drinking game?
Oh, just been fooled by production.
All right, you heard Nick. You got to chugga-chugga, take a drink. You've been fooled by production.
Bullshit. Nobody got fooled. That didn't fool anybody.
I knew he was going to turn around.
Nobody for one second thought that was not going to end up that way.
The crew did. They were like,
oh, yeah, they got them doing. They probably had to go film that afterwards. They're like, hey, guys, everything's good, except none of you bought that card stunt. So we're going to need to do some pickups. Everybody get back in your whites.
Your whites. Anyway, Malia gives her mom a tour of the boat. And Malia says, in the yachting industry, the family doesn't really understand the lifestyle. So it's nice to show her mom, like, her world that she works and lives in. And Malia says her mom is very selfless and had to put up with a lot raising five boys and her. And they put her through hell. Good for her. Her mom leaves and flies, hell? I guess, is flying back that night to...
Sorry, bitch, for being born.
She's from.
I didn't ask to be born, bitch. Every time a mom complains, that's the response you should do. If you're a teenager, here, use this. Okay. Oh, sorry I was born, you dumb bitch.
Jesus Christ, no.
What?
No.
Why do I keep getting calls from HR every day?
Because you're annoying.
What? Really?
Literally, there's an HR clause. I was like, are they annoying? Give them a call.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah. Anyway, it's tip meeting time. Oof, this is a great moment. Captain Sandy calls out Tom about the cucumber incident and tells him to write down on the board if he's taking a nap so she doesn't wake him up. And he agrees and he's like, yeah, I should have let people know I was taking a nap. But you know that's not the end of it. You know Tom can't just let something like that go. Tom is going to ruin everyone's life for this. But we learn that they got a 20K tip. Wawa, wee wa, 20K. That's fun.
20K. That's more than Johnny Damon.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what can you do? So Aisha is asking if Jess and her are going to seal the deal that night in the guest cabin. And Jess says she isn't sure. And she feels awkward talking about sex with Aisha because she hasn't had sex in 2 years. So she's scared and intrigued. Hey, honey. Just widen your legs and let him tantric sex you up.
Yeah, for 3 days. You can't do that on a boat. Why'd you get fired?
I had sex for 3 days with Sting's wife, Trudy.
Is that her name? Trudy.
Trudy.
Trudy. Yes.
All right. Her name is Trudy Sting.
Truly Stings.
No, no, Trudy Sting.
Truly Stings.
No, say it with me. Trudy with a D. Trudy.
Truly.
Okay, and then Stings.
Stings.
Wait. Fuck. You got me saying it wrong. Now you got me doing it.
Got it.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? Anyway, wow. It's the final charter meeting with Bugs, Captain Sandy, Tom, and Malia. It's an all girls trip coming with the three primaries, Hannah, Grace, and Erin. We learn that they're all three are stay-at-home moms, but Hannah is a parkour competitor, which is fucking wild. Did you get their license?
Competitor.
Yeah, parkour competitor.
We're talking Amaya Hill. Ooh, she is a... Look, these ladies are very attractive.
Well, they're parkour competitors.
Oh my God, they're like... There's two girls I see. They're both models. Let's see. Okay, so we got their itinerary requests. Afternoon of water toys and snorkeling. Primaries have requested a land excursion to a small town or beach. Two co-primaries have requested an elegant dinner, followed by a separate pajama party for dessert service. Yow. And a silent disco, right? Good Lord. Mariette would like to start her mornings with stand-up paddleboarding.
Mm.
Elegant. That's it. That's all we saw.
So it's a mom crew. One's a parkour competitor. But they also have a lot of intricate food preferences. That's what I remember hearing them saying. That'll be fun. So Tom is complaining to Malia about his scolding by Captain Lee in the meeting, the tip meeting. And he says, "What did I even do to deserve that? Could you imagine being the only person called out in a meeting like that? Like, I didn't even do anything to deserve that." And it's like, you think you did nothing to deserve that? What about your fucking tantrum? I almost said tantric. What about your fucking tantric sex you had in the galley? Like, you were a little bitch and you got called out for being a little bitch.
Yeah. He was a bitch.
Sorry, queen, but I don't know what to tell you. You know,
I'm not one to call someone a bitch.
I know.
I've never done it, actually, in my regular life. It's a character that I play for this show.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure you knew that.
All right. Let's finish this episode out. So everyone goes out to dinner that night, but Jess and Rob stay in and order food and chill. And we learn that Jess is afraid of garlic bread. And apparently Jess told her mom about Rob, but her mom...
She's not afraid of it. She's afraid of the calories.
Yes, it's...
The carbosity.
Yes. And apparently her mom has only ever met one of her boyfriends, and that was when she was 19 years old.
When her mom was 19?
No. When Jess was 19, she had only ever introduced her mom to a boyfriend then. So, because Rob is saying, like, I would like to go to America with you. And she's like, oh my God. And he's like, I want to spend your birthday with you. And she's like, I only spend my birthday with my mom, so you would be there with my mom. And then she's like,
and he's like, okay, I'll do it three-way.
And he's like, what? That's not what I meant. And he's like, ah, I was joking. Or was I? And she's like, what? No, you better have been joking. And he's like, yes, honey, I was joking.
I think this is a great moment to take a break because we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some sex. So
yes, honey, I'll take a break with your mother sexually. Let's take a break.
And we're back.
And we are back.
All right. This is my favorite moment.
Break.
This is my favorite moment.
This is my favorite moment.
Rob is like,
the show.
Rob is like,
where Rob is.
Stop.
Like,
what if my head combusted in that moment? Okay. Well, Rob says, I really want to have sex with Jess because she is a super sexual person and so am I. Just exuding so much sex appeal. I am a sexual person. And then he says, I was in a documentary about tantric sex, and it was all about releasing your energy from your emotional love tank, and that goes through the girl. Also, I heard Sting and his wife had sex for 3 days with that tantric sex. stinging, truly stings his wife.
Yeah, she's a performer. She's dresses up like a stingray and does drag nights.
Would you describe Rob as a sexual person?
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would describe him as one big rod. Cause like, no, like someone with that intense energy,
right.
He will fuck you. He will fuck through you. You know what I mean?
Jesus.
He's possible of shish kebabbing a couple of ladies.
That imagery is so fucking wild. I need to chill. Okay. Yes. Anyway, we definitely hear them have sex because they're being very loud. And she's like, baby. Because she says she hasn't had sex in 2 years. So he's like, let me. And I bet he's not even touching her. He's just like, his hand is over her crotch.
I will rob you of your second virginity.
Rob is intense, man. I love him. Anyway, at dinner, we learn that apparently Alex likes bugs more than she likes him. And Malia thinks it's really awkward. But Alex is like, nah, I just think like Bugs is afraid of me thanks to previous dudes. Like when she was 14 and was never able to get over it. Like, I think she actually
does. You don't
does.
Understand. He was 15. He was older than me. Do you understand how that fucks you up? I was 14. A woman, yet not a woman? Do you understand? You don't understand because you'll never be hit with an elephant bone. That's actually how I was born. I was having trouble coming out of my mother's womb. And the doctor, very wisely, plucked a bone from the nearest elephant and hit my mother upon her head.
Oh my God.
Killing her, but allowing me to be set free from the womb. And that is the only reason I'm alive today. And I thank that doctor every day for what he did to me. And I rewarded him when I was 14 with my virginity.
Oh my God. What the fuck, Nick?
And
why do you have to make it creepy?
No.
Okay, cool.
And that fucked me up for the rest of my life.
Okay. That was not ending well for a second. All right, guys, it's the next day.
Sorry, these backstories are crazy in South Africa, dude.
Yeah.
Why isn't there just like a South Africa-only version of this show?
I don't know.
Well, let's do it.
Okay. Oops, all South Africans.
Oops. Oops. No, but I want it to be like a South African production.
It'd be like a South African all South Africans. Brew.
Like a format. Like, you know, they take the format and they do it to themselves.
Mm. Well, it's the next day and Malia tells Captain Sandy that she's going to name a lead deckhand for this final charter as a reward for someone's efforts. And my guess, it's going to be Alex because Rob is too busy fucking and Pete has been cut out of the show.
I mean, the precision with which he has been cut out, it's not like they cut out his storylines. He does not get one word.
No, he's just there as like a supporting character.
No, he's not a supporting character. We see him less than that.
No,
like,
no,
he's
I
not
mean
even
like
to get a ghost moment.
They only use his but that's the thing, they are using him as a ghost because they only use him when they need the footage of like Malia telling him to do something. And then he's in the show. But you like forget about him.
Right. And you almost feel like he's a good guy. This is like the best thing that probably ever happened. I'm sure he was going to do more shitty stuff.
Right.
But they never got a chance to show it. And now we're like, man, so that guy was kind of shitty. But then they talked to him and he really changed. And it makes him look great.
It does. You don't see any like crap.
No, you're like, wow, he's just a dedicated worker who never speaks. What a good guy. Wow, that must be like how he is with his son.
Yeah, just a good old Southern boy. That's what he calls himself. Good old Southern boy. Anyway, Captain Sandy learns that the guests are arriving an hour early and people are shook and Tom is not happy because he's like, because that's Tom's entire vibe.
And then they get provisions. And guess what? The fish that they had brought in from the provisions, this is actually a problem. The fish didn't come in any coolers. So all the food was literally, all the fish was traveling in a hot car, which is not okay. And even, but like, yes, it's not okay. But Tom is about to fucking kill himself.
No, it's not okay.
No, it's not okay. You can't serve that. And Captain Sandy's annoyed that Malia is the one coming to talk to her about it, about the fish provision issues, and it's not Tom.
Well, she is the bosun.
Yes, but it should be Tom that goes and talks directly to Captain Sandy and not his messenger lady, Malia. Mm. That's what I think. But anyway, she's like, go tell him to talk to me. And so Tom explains to Captain Sandy the issue, and she calls the provisioner, and they say that they will sort it out for them. And of course, Tom is upset because he's like, this makes me look bad. And he goes to cry to Malia, and he's like, I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore. This makes me look like a fool. And he says, guests come in an hour. The galley's a mess. And he's just losing his shit. And she's like, we will help you. And then Captain Sandy asks Malia, she pulls Malia aside and she tells her to stop trying to save Tom, that he needs to come and talk to Captain Sandy directly if he has an issue, because Malia's in the captain and she needs to stay out of the galley and stay away from him because she's filtering everything and Captain Sandy doesn't have all the information, so she can't help fix it. And Malia's like, he's going to walk off the boat. And Captain Sandy's like, fucking let him walk. And that's the end of the episode. And I was actually proud of Captain Sandy in that moment to be like, let the bitch walk.
Yeah.
So that's where the episode ends. Wow. Do we have a boat fact with Nikki T's?
Of course you do. Don't you always? Now, you know about boats, right?
Yes.
Huh?
Okay. Yes.
So a lot of times there's, let's say, facts. Do you understand?
Yes.
And one of these facts is this. So, you know that large, colorful, triangular sail used while running with the wind?
Yes.
What's that called?
Well, a kite?
It's very large, usually colorful, triangular sail used while running with the wind. It's called what?
A kite.
Very good answer. It's called a spinnaker. The spinnaker is only used when the wind is coming from behind the vessel. The main and the jib can be used for all points of sail. The mast is the vertical pole that the sails are attached
to. This is a sailboat.
Yeah, the spinnaker is what this...
Got it.
Is the sail. It's called spinnaker. All right, back to you.
Wow. Okay, the spinnaker. Are you going to go over all the sailboat parts?
I might. It depends if you'll let me reuse facts or not.
All right. Guys, thanks so much for listening. Wow, oh, wow. We just spoke about Below Deck Season 5, Mediterranean, Episode 17. Guys, we have 3 episodes left of this season, 18, 19, and 20. Wild. Nick is blowing his brains out right now. We're about to be free, Nick. Stop being so dramatic.
Sorry, you're about to be free because I'm dead.
Well, then technically you are free. All right, guys.
I'm going to eat so much chicken tonight. I got to get out of here. Good night.
All right. Good night. But follow us at Deckheads Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Email us at deckheadspod@gmail.com. I'm at Anna Hosnian. Nick is at Nick Turner's. And guess what? You could leave us a 5-star review. And if you leave us a 5-star review, we'll read it out loud. And if you put a boat fact, Nick will have a good boat fact and not a very vague. Well, actually, that was a boat fact. I will give you that was boat fact. It was short, but it was an interesting boat fact. Check out our merch on TeePublic. Fun stuff. And if you do buy our merch, take a picture and send it to us. We want to see it. We want to promote it on our podcast, on our social medias. We just want to like shout you out for going through the effort to buy a shirt and to leave us a 5-star review. We just want to shout you guys out. Also, if you have someone you want to do this show, like if you know like a funny comedian or just cool person who watches this show... Okay, you're perpetuating that thing again. Yeah, just let us know. Tweet at us who you want to see on this show, famous person or comedian, and we'll try our best to get them. All right, guys, that's that. Peace and love.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.